soldier, so ready to go. But what you going to war for? Put one in the cell or bury one in the hole. Young, either dead or in jail. Pick which one's for you. What up, soldier? I see you got your fatigues on. Ready for the beef and don't know who your enemies are. Up and down your street, seeking who you can feast on. Eager to squeeze and don't need a reason to be beat on. You're full of anger that you're placing the tool and aiming at your neighbor who's placed in the same situation as you. And rappers nowadays are basically making it cool, saying if you look at me crazy, I'm a banger to chew. Portraying the state where it's danger, they hang with the crew and say things that away from their gang they ain't gonna do. They say we either end up dead or in jail, and maybe it's true, but quit saying it, do something to change it and make way for the new. Cause life and death are in the power of the tongue, so quit abusing your power and keep knowledge to the slums. You got the block wildin' while you on the yacht watching them rip each other to bits like pits and rock wallers. Come on. Yeah, I know everybody a soldier, so ready to go, but what you going to war for? Put one in the cell or bury one in the hole. Young, either dead or in jail, pick which one's for.
Yo, 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 what is going on, world? This is your man, Jay, and you are now tuned in to SGM. I know, y'all was looking for the my homeboy, Carter, man. But unfortunately, man, Carter will not be joining me on this episode. This is the thing, y'all. I love SGM podcasts, and me and my boy, Carter, we try our best to link up together to put this thing out for y'all. And I know it was going on almost 2-3 weeks without y'all getting another episode of SGM. And I just felt that that was really unfair to y'all. So I decided to take it upon myself to come and bring you guys a solo show. I have no idea whether you guys are going to rock with this or y'all going to be like, hey, Carter ain't on it, so I ain't listening. But either way, man, like hopefully next time around my boy Carter will be able to do this stuff that's with me. But I just felt, you know, y'all show us so much love. Y'all show us so much support, man. And I just wanted to, you know, give back to y'all. So this show is dedicated to y'all, man. I wasn't even going to do a show. I'm like, yo, man, I can't not do it without Carter. But I'm like, nah, man, I got to get the people what they want, man. I know y'all love SGM. So I got some sports topics. I got some gaming topics and I got some music topics. Hopefully, I'm going to keep this thing a little bit shorter than it usually is because I ain't going to have my boy Carter to go back and forth with. But I'm telling y'all, we about to have a good time. And to be honest with y'all, man, I want to start this show off, like I said, focusing on you guys, the people that like to listen to this podcast, y'all sports fans, y'all gamers, and y'all love music. So, I mean, those are the people that, you know, we want to show love to. And I want to start by saying thank you so much for the love that y'all shown us, man. A lot of y'all took the time to go on iTunes and leave us 5-star reviews. And I feel bad for not ever acknowledging that. And that's what I want to do right now to start this show off. I want to go through and read some of these reviews that we got left on the podcast on iTunes. So I'm gonna start that off. The first person that we got is Miss Samiam TV. If I say your name's wrong, please forgive me. But they said, "What up, iPod? Nice. I'm one of your subscribers. Good work." And they left 5 stars. So I want to say thank you to you. We appreciate it. Next, we got Delio 1222 said, "Good stuff. This podcast is going good. I see 30 episodes already. Man, if me and Carter wouldn't have took so many hiatus, man, we probably be halfway there by now, man. I'm mad we ain't made it to 10 episodes at least, man. That's when you know you doing something consistent, and that's one reason why I'm like, yo, I gotta bring this podcast, even if I gotta do it solo dolo, baby." But the next review we got came from the homeboy or homegirl Jamie30 said, good listen, a great change up between my normal podcast listening, sports, music, and gaming, a great combo, man. We appreciate it. Me and Parter, when we put this podcast together, we try to, you know, bring things that we love, man. We both love sports, we both love music, and we both into gaming. So we thought it would be the perfect way to bring a podcast together where we discuss all three of those things. And it means a lot to know that you guys appreciate it, and you know, it's a good combination that y'all like. Next one we got is from Les Walshy saying, "Cool, this is funny. iPod Keaton Carter, and help me on 2K13, bro." Yeah, man, y'all already know. Hit the boy Carter up on YouTube, man. You can be able to get all those 2K tutorials, man. He does his thing over there. So continue to show that man love. Next, we got a review from Get in the Kitchen Woman. Wow, that's a heck of a screen name, yo. This is Chief Future. He says, "It's your boy Chief Future. I'm going to help y'all. Oh, no, I'm going to need y'all to download my mixtape, Stephen A. Smith, Not Cute, and follow me on Twitter. At Wannabe Rivers, man. I don't even think that's his same Twitter name. But, big up, man. Y'all know he be leaving us hella voicemails, man. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. Next, we got one from DJ Rye Bread. Said, great show, mad funny, man. We appreciate it. Thank you for the 5 stars, homie. Next, we got Swaggin' Monster. Said, love it. The show is great and very entertaining. We appreciate that. We appreciate it. Next, we got Rashad 101. Said, the best thing I listened to, exclamation mark. This is by far the most funniest, entertaining thing I've ever listened to, exclamation mark. Yo, I appreciate that, Rashad, man. I hope you are still listening to the podcast, and I hope you'll continue to listen. Next, we got a review from Black Jesus BF. Said, nice, IKC, bring back Wiser, and put in K-Spade and the Beast from the East, QJB. Man, hopefully you'll be able to see some cameos on the show, man. Hopefully you're still listening. I appreciate it. I'm sure Carter appreciates it as well. And our last review, another 5-star, is from Kristen Hello. Says, one of the best podcasts ever. 5-star show. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's taking the time to go on iTunes and leave us a review, especially 5-star, man. We only got 14 reviews. They all 5 stars, and me and Carter definitely appreciate it. Now, before I dive into the sports, what I want to do is go ahead and play one of the voicemails that we received from our last show, and that came from the homeboy Khalil. So let's go ahead and get out a listen.
Yo, what's up, Jay and Carter? Early morning walk, going to school, and listen to the podcast. I figured I'd try and answer as many questions as I can before I get to school and before this whole voicemail runs out. So, first off, what's his name? Future Chief Keef. Let me just say, don't drop the soap and please don't start crying in the courtroom when you get sentenced. I know that's what he did. Dude, if you're 6 feet, Kevin Durant is 6'10". That's enough to know that you're not going to back him, right? You're not going to post a 6'10 dude up. Plus, he's skinny because he's 6'10", and he's like probably 230 something. Like, he's light for 6'10". You're not going to post him up. He's going to block you with his, he'll block you with his face. That's like, take Nate Robinson and Kobe Bryant. That's about the same, about the same difference in height. And you can't really picture Nate Robinson backing Kobe up. That doesn't make sense. So that's one thing. Was it, I won the game. Second, Metroid, I think Metroid actually had a game on, I think it was Xbox Live. It might have been Xbox Live or PS2. But I know there was a Metroid game that came out a few years ago. Another thing was, there is another Metal Gear game out. There's another one. It's not exactly the same type of game. It's really, I don't really like it that much. It's not stealthy at all. It's kind of like a hack and slash type game. I mean, they look kind of cool, but it's just not my type of feel. Like, that voice acting is real, real dramatic. It's just not my type of thing. That's really all I can think of right now. Just want to get through those three things. So, yeah, that's really it. So, let's make it a podcast, and peace.
Yo, man, my boy Khalil is wild. Yo, I ain't mad at you, man. You know, Future Chief Keef just be bullying, man. The homeboy is just a funny dude, man. Don't take him too serious, man. And yeah, I'm sure it was a Metroid game. And yeah, some of those Metal Gear games is back and forth. I honestly haven't played a Metal Gear game since like PS2, man. It's been a minute for me. But we appreciate the voicemails as always, Khalil. If y'all ever want to leave voicemails, y'all know that number. It's 313-744-3766. Like we said, man, y'all need to go ahead, put that in your phone, man. Save it. Now, y'all know what it is. This is the sports segment. The first thing that we're going to talk about, I mean, honorable mention, since my boy Carter ain't here, y'all know his man, Omdi. Omdi got released from the Eagles, man. I have no idea how Carter feels about that. I know he was hoping that the team would keep him. Hopefully, we'll be able to find out what Carter was thinking on that whole situation in our next episode. But as you also know, we was talking about my Lions, baby, and how we wanted to get Reggie Bush. We accomplished that. We got Reggie Bush. I'm glad that we got him. We take care of that running game. We don't have to worry about spending one of our top picks in the draft, focusing on a running back. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some pass rushes or something. And, you know, that's the way we does it, man. Hopefully, we continue to ball out next season. We did make it to the P's, but, yo, anything is possible. And talking about my Detroit sports teams, man. I know everybody's seen the fatality that was Brandon Knight. Oh my gosh, man. DeAndre Jordan. Oh my God. He just did that, man. Totally greasy, totally grimy. Oh, it was just ridiculous. And the crazy thing about it is, I am a Detroit fan. Pistons is my team, but we've been playing so trash. I haven't even been watching that game. So I didn't even find out about the dunk until like the next day, man. People was like, yo, did you see what happened to your boy B Knight? And I'm like, what happened? And they just like, go to YouTube. No, don't go to YouTube. Go to Google, type in Brandon Knight meme. And I'm like, okay, I type that in. I see like 30 memes with Brandon Knight, man. They saying the dude dead. They got his casket. They got DeAndre Jordan wanted for murder, rape, assault. I mean, I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous, man. They did the boy B Knight so dirty. But I mean, it's crazy, man. That boy keep putting himself in some weird situations, dog. You already got crossed up by Kyrie. You got schooled by, I think it was Meta or Kobe or somebody, man. And then you get DeAndre and you try to jump, man. Come on. My whole thing is, B Knight, you needed to treat that situation as if it was the homeboy Blake. Would you jump and try to block a Blake Griffin oop? No, you wouldn't. So why did you try that with DeAndre, man? He left you on the ground, DOA, man. Dead on arrival. Woof. I don't know what's going to be happening to that boy B Knight next, man. I heard he got injured, man. Hopefully when he come back from that, man, he will rehab his mind and his mentality of what things he should and shouldn't do when he out there on the court. But yo, man, that's crazy, son. Now, I know everybody is aware of the Miami Heat and this crazy streak that they going on. At this moment right now, as I'm recording, they just picked up the 22nd straight win. Woof! They put that work in on them Raptors, man. And it's crazy because I'm curious at this point. I don't know who's going to stop these dudes. I mean, it's looking to the point where these boys might just stay on that row. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to knock these dudes off, man. I don't see a win streak coming to an end anytime soon. I think that they could definitely hit 25. And if they keep popping off like the way they popping off, they might even hit 30. So I'm curious, man. Hit me up on the hotline and let me know, where do you think this Miami Heat win streak is going to stop? Do you think they're going to make it to 25? Or you think they can go 25 plus? Let me know. 313-744-3766. So that's that Miami Heat news. And the last thing I want to talk about in sports is D Rose, man. I've been hearing little rumors around town talking about that the homeboy Derrick Rose is supposed to make a return as early as this month. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. My whole thing is, yo, when you out, do not rush back, man. You got to take your time, man. Ease yourself back into that. So I hope D Rose will not try to rush back, and all the people talking about, yo, D Rose, you can't be out, you gotta make it for the postseason. Forget all that noise, man. D Rose, Chi-Town, your fans, all of them love you and they respect you, dog. They want you to be 100% when you come back, man. We don't want you to be at 75. We don't want you at 80. We want to see you ripping and running up and down the court, going in with reckless abandon, not caring if you almost injure yourself again, because it don't matter, because you back at 100% and you are D Rose, man. Don't nobody want to see no halfway D Rose, man. So you got to bring it back 100%. So if D Rose is not 100% healthy, man, I'm gonna say, yo, fall back, D Rose. Wait, man. If that means you missed the postseason, oh well. I know some people out there like, what, huh, Jay? Are you serious? D Rose missed the postseason? But yo, man, it is what it is. Yo, the Celtics going without Rondo. It's gonna a lot of dudes that's gonna be injured. You know, Kobe got this injury. How much is gonna affect him? We don't know. I still say that the Lakers is going to make the P's just like I did last time. And, you know, I feel like Kobe is a soldier, man. He's going to fight through it regardless. But in D Rose's case, man, you already out, man. You already chilling, dog. There ain't no reason to rush back. Don't do it. You don't want to mess your knees up, man. You don't want to get yourself in a situation like the homeboy Brandon Roy. No shade. Brandon Roy is definitely one of my homies. I had much love and respect for the boy, and I wanted him to do great things. And it sucks when these dudes get injured to the point where they jeopardize their entire careers, man. So, you know, money in the bank, dog. Either way, whether you out there or you not, my whole thing is, don't rush back, D-Rose. Take your time. What do y'all think, man? Call in, let me know. Do you think D-Rose needs to come back regardless of what he is, whether he's ow, look at me. Whether he's 100% or not, or do you feel like, yo, D-Rose, fall back, calm down, and come back when you're ready, man. That's how I feel, and I just want to know how y'all feel. Hit the hotline, y'all, 313-744-3766. We about to segue into music. No, we about to segue into games, dog. I'm tweaking right now. We're going to segue into games. Before we do, I got this song by the homeboy Drake. I'm sure y'all done heard it by now, man. 5 a.m. in Toronto.
You underestimated greatly. Most number ones ever, how long did it really take me? The part I love most is they need me more than they hate me. So they never take shots, I got everybody on safety. I can load every gun with bullets that fire backwards. You probably wouldn't lose a single rapper. Niggas make threats, can't hear them over the laughter. Yeah, that's cause I'm headed to the bank, nigga. Sinatra lifestyle, I'm just being frank with ya. I mean, where you think she at when she ain't with ya? Wildin', doing shit that's way out of your budget. Owl sweaters inside her luggage, you gotta love it. Damn, this shit could go on a tape. Bitches loving my drive, I never give it a break. Get these niggas the look, the verse and even the hook. That's why every song sound like Drake featuring Drake. Straight, white pre, why is it always me? Got us watching our words like it's wide taps on the team. Cause I show love, never get the same out of niggas. Guess it's funny how money could make change out of niggas for real. So nobody started feeling himself. A couple somebody started killing himself. A couple albums dropped, those are still on the shelf. I bet them shits would've popped if I was willing to help. I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations. I ain't lying, my nigga, my time is money. That's why I ain't got the time for a nigga whose time is coming. A lot of niggas PR stunting like that's the movement. And I'm the only nigga still known for the music, I swear. Fuck them niggas this year, I made Forbes list, nigga. Fuck your list, everything's looking gorgeous. Without me, rap is just a bunch of orphans. But if I stayed in the shit, it's a bunch of corpses. And me and my dread nigga from New Orleans, stashing money like hoarders off multi-platinum recordings. Eating like I'm seated at Swiss Soto and Yosos. Nothing was the same, this shit for Easy and Coco. This shit for Kareem, this shit for Javon. This shit for Julius, Millie Mill. Boy, we do this shit for real. All them boys in my wheel, all them boys is my wheels. Anything happen to pop, then I got you like Uncle Phil. Weezy been on the edge, you niggas just need to chill. If anything happen to pop, he might pop a nigga for real. Coming live from the screw face, living out a suitcase. But I'm feeling good, Johnny got me pushing two plates. My weight up, I refuse to wait up, I started a new race. It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me like I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple, never been here again. I'm on my King James shit, I'm trying to win here again. A young nigga trying to win here again, man, what's up?
All right, all right, all right. I'm back, y'all. Let's get into this game segment, y'all. I only got one topic for y'all today, but I think it's going to be a really good one. I want to know one or two things. I want you to tell me either the first video game that you remember playing, the first video game that really made you be like, yo, I am a video game fan for life. I am a gamer for life, and it's nothing that's going to change that. Or just tell me about one of your most memorable gaming experiences. And for me, the first video game that I ever can remember playing is gonna be Super, Super Street Fighter? Then it was a Street Fighter game Super Nintendo. That's right, Super Nintendo, SNES. That was the first game that I ever recall playing. But for me, the most memorable gaming experience that I ever had came from Mario Kart. Like, that was the game, dog. Because, you know, back then on N64, you had the four controllers, man. They all came out in different colors, man. We had a red one, we had a blue one, we had a green one. And, yeah, we had that whack gray one, dog. So whoever came last to the table had to take the gray one. You know, I always had the blue one. Sometimes I had the red one. But, yeah, man. I love playing some Mario Kart, man. I remember, man, my cousin, we had this little bitty room, and we were all just squeezing into this little room to play Mario Kart. Man, I was a beast in that game, man. Nobody could touch it, boy. We used to, oh, man, it was great times, y'all. I don't know how y'all used to get down, man, what game it was that y'all had the most fun playing. But for me, it was definitely Mario Kart, man. That game was crazy. Another one of my most memorable moments was playing Resident Evil Director's Cut, man. Me and my cousin decided that we was going to play this game at the crack of midnight. I mean, like, pitch dark outside. We turned off all the lights in the crib. We turned turned the speakers up on the surround sound, and we out here playing this crazy, crazy Resident Evil back when it was actually kind of scary, man. And we little kids, we up in this house, man. We just chilling playing this game. The dogs came and got you, man. We lost it. I'm telling you, man, those were some amazing times, yo. Resident Evil was a great game. Definitely had some fun playing that Mario Kart, man. Those were the games that I truly remember being like, yo, this is what it's about. This is what being a gamer is all about, man. The games that scare you, the games where you can go to and play with your friends. Because back then, man, you couldn't play over the internet, man. You had to actually get all of your buddies together and play. And it was some of the most memorable experiences that I ever had. And I want to know, what was some of your most memorable experiences, man? Whether it was playing with your friends, playing by yourself, playing online or whatever it was. Let me know what that first game that really made you fall in love with gaming is, man. That's what I want to know. Y'all can call the hotline and let me know. 313-744-3766. I know, I'm sorry, the game segment is real short, man, but without my homeboy Carter here to talk up some more stuff, that's really all I got, man. But I'm telling y'all, this music segment, we about to get it cracking, y'all. This next track is by the homeboy Justin Timberlake. It's called That Girl.
First act up, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, show them some Southern love. JT and the Tennessee Kids, come on! Give it up!
Thank you for having us out tonight. We're JT and the Tennessee Kids. 1, 2, 3.
So don't be mad at me, I'm in love. girl, so don't be mad at me. I don't care so much from the other side of the track. So what, the world don't think we match. I'll put it down like my love's on wax. Guess what, I'm in love with that girl. She already told me that she's loving me. I'm in love, yes, I'm in love with that girl. I don't care what people say, cause I'm in love with that girl.
All right, all right, all right. We back, we back, we back, family. This is the last segment of the show. We about to get on to the music. Now, before we dive into it, because this first topic that I want to talk to y'all about is the homeboy Lil Wayne and these health scares that he's been having recently. I'm sure many of you, if you've been keeping up with entertainment news, keeping up with music news, or, you know, just keeping up with Lil Wayne, you've heard about him having these seizures. He's been hospitalized over the weekend, man, as a result of these seizures. And it's crazy, man. You know, a lot of people have their thoughts on, you know, with some people was talking about he was in a coma. Some people said that he was on his deathbed. You know, it was a lot of rumors floating around. But, you know, from the last report that I've heard, I heard he's stable. You know, people going to visit him like Drake and Birdman and CP3. And, you know, people going to see if the man is okay. And I definitely want to talk about this, man. I want to talk about, you know, his addiction to the syrup, you know, the liquor, the drugs, the effect that that has on an individual's body. And, you know, what would happen, you know, God forbid, if this man was to actually lose his life in this condition. We're going to dive into that, but I just want to say big ups to the homeboy Khalil, because he was truly an inspiration for me, man. I was sitting around the crib, and I really wanted to knock out this SGM podcast, but like I told y'all, man, Carter wasn't available, and I was like, all right, man, whatever, dog. I guess we're not going to do it this week. But I got this voicemail from Khalil, and it totally just made me be like, yo, Jay, you got to go ahead, and you got to talk about this, man. You got to get this podcast together with or without the homeboy Carter, man. Hopefully he'll be rocking out next week or next time we do the show. But I want to let my homeboy Khalil speak on this Lil Wayne situation, and then I'm gonna share y'all my thoughts.
Yo, what's up, Jay? I was thinking about something the last few days. I know you might have heard that Lil Wayne had a few seizures and he went to the hospital. He's in critical condition, stuff like that. And I thought, when I really think about it, like, Lil Wayne has always kind of been one of my favorite rappers. Up until, I honestly think he should have really kind of quit rapping and kind of just stuck to working with his label and stuff like that around the time he dropped Sorry for the Wait. Because that's when he really kind of got bad, but was still a good rapper. Like, he still had some good lyrics, or he was still kind of respectable. But at this point, like, when I think about Lil Wayne now, I don't like any of the music that he's put out. And the lyrics that he uses are more repetitive and worse than, like, most people, like Meek Mill. Like, he's a good rapper, but he says the same shit all the time. That's exactly how Lil Wayne has got. He's, you can point out five things, and he'll probably rap about those things in every single song. And I think, I really can't wish death upon anybody. I can't believe in doing that. But I feel like if he were to pass away, he's maybe like 30, 31, 30 something. I don't even know really how old he is, but I just think if he were to pass away, like, you know, within the next few years, I feel like he would be a perfect example of what drugs can do to somebody, because he went from, you know, this great rapper. I've listened to every one of his albums ever, except the Carter 4, when I just got tired of him. Like, I've always been a person that likes kind of old school rap. So when he first started, I was pretty down with it, but I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't around for that time listening to music. So when I got 12, 13, I started actually listening to his older stuff. I loved it. And then I keep listening to it, and I'm like, the farther you go into every one of his albums, the worse the songs get. Like, they're like, eventually they all go from different things to just the same crap over and over and over again. So, I mean, I think, I can't say I want him to die, because that's just a horrible thing, but I think if he were to die, it would be a really big wake-up call for a lot of just teenagers or kids, period. You know, people people idolize Lil Wayne a lot. It's kind of crazy, but people do. So I just think if he were to pass away, it wouldn't be exactly a great thing, but it would definitely benefit a lot of people because of just being able to serve as a demonstration of what drugs can really, you know, hurt, how bad drugs really are, and how bad all these things that get glamorized are. But yeah, you know, that's really just my opinion on that one. Let's talk about that for a second. But yeah, I'll be listening to the shows, and peace out.
Yo, family, I think that was some a great, great voicemail from the homeboy Khalil, man. He asked some very, very pointed questions, and I have to say, man, I have no idea what type of effect Lil Wayne's death would cause at this stage in life, man. The reason I say that is because our society is just, I don't know, man. It's really hard to peg, man. We do have that celebrity worship thing going on. People do idolize Lil Wayne. But at the same time, man, would he be on Biggie Tupac type status? You know, would he be remembered? How would he be remembered, man? Would he be remembered as, you know, the creator of Bling Bling? Would he be remembered for going to jail? Would he be remembered for having seizures and using drugs? How would he be remembered? Would he be remembered for the offensive lyrics that he uses? Would he be remembered for the verses? Would he be remembered for selling millions of copies in your first week? How would Lil Wayne be remembered? I really don't know. Or would he fade away? We live in a society where we focus on one thing at one moment, and then the next moment our focus is totally off that and we're on to something else. God forbid that this man would die and he would be the hot news for a week, two max. And then it's just like, whatever, man, let's keep it popping. Whatever, man. Lil Wayne was here, now he gone. And, you know, that's that. I mean, I have no idea what type of, you know, financial ramifications his death will have on the whole entire Young Money, Cash Money crew. I mean, he is seriously one of their biggest meal tickets. I know they eating off of Drake, they eating off of Nicki Minaj, but Lil Wayne was really kind of like that top tier, man. He was the president of the corp, and it's just crazy to think what would happen if he was to pass away, man. Like, you already should know. If not, I'm gonna go ahead and say it explicitly. I don't want this man to die, man. I mean, I'm not a fan of Lil Wayne like I once was. Like, trust me, when Lil Wayne first hit the scene, I was one of his hugest fans. I really enjoyed his music. I love the fact that we had a young rapper out there that was putting out music without cursing and still just doing his thing, man. And it was amazing to watch him grow. And, you know, he put out the, you know, the block is hot. And I mean, I'm going from that to dropping the Carter, and then the Carter 2, which was just like personally still my favorite Lil Wayne album. And then, you know, he dropped the Carter 3, and I really didn't like that album that much when it first came out. But, you know, he went on to sell all of those copies, and, you know, it's kind of grew on me. And then it was just like, what happened, man? For me, honestly, a lot of my favorite Lil Wayne tracks are really off of his mixtapes, man. I mean, I feel like he has the ability to be a great artist, a great MC. And the thing is, he is an amazing freestyler. But as we can see, you know, you can go down a dead end with the freestyling when, you know, you make lyrics such as the remarks such as the Emmett Till thing. It becomes crazy because you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. And I don't know whether or not you can attribute that to, you know, him just being a freestyler and, you know, you just kind of say what comes to you like immediately, or if it's the fact that, you know, he is using alcohol, he is using drugs, and it's having an effect on his mind, on his body. And there's no question that he's having an effect, man. And it's sad because, like Khalil pointed out, man, there are a lot of young children that look up to this man, and they try to emulate it, man. When you idolize a person, you try to emulate them, you try to do the things that they're doing, you try to be like them. And I feel like that is definitely the case with Lil Wayne, man. He has been an influential person in a lot of people's lives. And the sad thing about it is, a lot of these artists, if you ask me, they reject the accountability. They want to sell the records, they want to make the money, they want to do the shows, they want to sell out all of the venues. But when somebody asks, are you a role model, they quickly say, no, I'm not a role model, I'm just out here doing what I do best. I like music, I'm doing music, and that's that. And I have no idea why a person would believe that they can step on a mic and say something out of their mouth and millions of people hear it and not feel like that they're going to impact those people's lives in one way or another, man. Whether you are impacting it positively or negatively, you know, I'm not here to judge you. You know, like, I feel like everybody's going to be accountable for the things that they say, Lil Wayne included. So I know I kind of went off on a tangent, and please forgive me. Let me jump back onto the actual health scare and the impact of his death. I really would love for Lil Wayne to get his mind right, man. It really saddens me to see an individual abusing any type of chemical substance, whether it be alcohol, whether it be weed, whether it be cocaine, whether it be heroin, whether it be syrup, whether it be Molly, whether it be methadone, whether it be anything. The sad thing is, people in our society do not want to fix their problems, man. All they want to do is get a temporary fix. And I feel like that's what it is, man. That syrup or whatever he's sipping on, whatever he's using, it is being used to numb some type of pain that that man is feeling. And the sad thing about it is, in our society, we don't really focus on what is going on in the true lives, the real lives of people that we notarize as celebrities, man. Our primary focus is typically, oh, what is the music? And, oh, what type of drama are they in? Or, oh, who are they having sex with? Or, oh, what drugs are they abusing? Or, oh, what were they doing the other night? Or, oh, what were they wearing? You know, just really superficial things. And I know that that type of stuff can weigh on an artist. It can weigh on them heavily. And when if somebody is abusing alcohol, if they're abusing drugs, man, they're doing it because they're trying to cope. And I don't know what Lil Wayne is trying to cope with, but I just pray, man, that maybe these seizures, maybe some of these, you know, run-ins with death, maybe they can help this man to get his life on track, man, because nobody's going to be able to make that stance, make that change but him. It's going to be something that he has to tackle. So that's my thoughts on that, man. I just want to see him get better, and not just because of him as an artist. And, you know, I feel like it'll improve his music, but as an individual, a human being, man, I just want to see him get his life together, man, and you know, really get healthy. And I pray that he doesn't pass away, man. And if that was to happen, I hope he doesn't pass away so that he can correct his legacy, man. He can get his legacy intact. And that's the thing. A lot of artists, a lot of people, even you and I, we need to focus on the legacy that we want to leave behind, man. Like, when you think about that, if I left this world, if I died today, if I die in the next few minutes, how would I be remembered? I feel like that's something that we all had to think about, man. So I'm sorry. I know that got kind of heavy, man, but I'm going to close this show out on a little bit more lighthearted feel, man. We are finally able to have a cash or pass. And the sad thing is, Carter isn't even here to dive into it, man. The past few episodes, there was no new albums for us to dive into, but that is no longer the case. This week, I'm so used to saying we, man. Carter, you got to come back, bro. I need you to do this thing with me next week, man. We gotta get this thing cracking, boy. But this week, the cash or pass is definitely none other than the homeboy Justin Timberlake's The 2020 Experience. Now, I know y'all thinking, yo, is this hip-hop? Nah, man, you know me and Carter, we review it all, man, whether it's R&B, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's pop, whatever it may be, man, we love it. It's music. That's what we do. So I just want to let y'all know that this Justin Timberlake, The 2020 Experience, off-rip, I'm going to let you know right now. It's cash, baby. It is cash money. Go ahead and spend it. I'm going to give y'all a little in-depth review, man. I'm definitely going to do that for y'all. I feel like the song, the CD starts off with this track called Push Your Love Girl, yo. It's a real cool track, man. It starts smooth. It starts mellow. I think it is an amazing way to bring in the album. It does kind of bring the album in a little slow for my taste, because I'm thinking, yo, man, after hearing Suit and Tie, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be one of those albums that, you know, is just going to come in immediately and just bring that heat. But nah, he kind of mellows into it, you know. He kind of, you know, brings you into it slowly and, you know, lets the music progress. And the beautiful thing about it, you want to know the beautiful thing about it, this entire album is produced by the homeboy Timbaland. So if you know anything about Timbaland, you know the production on this album is off the hook. And that goes without saying, because this was the introduction to an amazing album, yo. I am not a fan of this first song for the fact fact that I'm not really with the topic. It goes back into that whole drugs and alcohol and, you know, coping with your problems by, you know, using substances. And I'm not digging that. But what I was digging on this song was the beat flips. This CD is only 10 tracks long, but I'm telling you, like, all of these tracks are hella long. Like, I feel like the average song is probably about 6 minutes. The shortest song was this joint called That Girl, which y'all heard before the break. And that was the main reason why I picked that song. It wasn't my favorite one on the album. It was just the shortest one. And I didn't want to, you know, have y'all listening to an 8 minute long song before we got into the music segment. So, yeah, the album has some long tracks, like Push a Love Girl is like 8 minutes. There's some other tracks. I think it's about maybe like 3 or 4 songs. It's about 8 minutes or at least 7.5, man. So, yeah, if you like that, let me jump back to it. Y'all know the next song on there is Suit and Tie. Dope song. The homeboy Timbaland did his thing. The beat flips were amazing. I love the way they bring it in with the little, the like kind of like a screwed up vibe, and then they just bring it. And you know, when Jay come on there, he rips the track. You heard Suit and Tie, so I'm not gonna waste too much time on that. Y'all know that song is hot. Next joint was called Don't Hold the Wall. I feel like this song was okay, nothing really spectacular. The beat was nice, but that beat flip, my nigga, that beat flip was crazy, yo. If you can make it to the second half of this song, yo, when that beat flips, the song gets insane. Now, my personal favorites on this CD was everything that's coming next, man. I really dig number track 4, which was Strawberry Bubblegum. I don't know, man. Call me a sucker for that, but that is my joint, man. He was bringing the heat. This is actually the only time that I felt like the beat flip actually flipped into something that was actually weaker than the starting joint. So that was my only gripe. It's still one of my favorite songs on the album, but the beat flip on Strawberry Bubblegum wasn't as spectacular as some of those other beat flips. But yo, the following track that came after that, Tunnel Vision, dope. Crazy beat. The beat flip was insane. That was an amazing track, yo. And if I knew y'all would listen to a song that was 7+ minutes, I would have played that in this podcast. But yo, it is what it is. Next song we had on there is track number 6, Spaceship Coupe. Oh my goodness, this is like a new age love song, but it is hot, man. This is that song that you put on with your girl in the whip, and y'all just, you know, just in a galactic macking, baby. You know what I'm talking about. Track 7, y'all heard it before the music break. That was this track called That Girl. And just tell me, my question for y'all, man, I want y'all to call in and let me know, of course, let me know. Tell me that song did not sound like R. Kelly type music. I was like, when is R. Kelly gonna come out, man? It's only right for Kells to grace that track, man. But it didn't happen. It's a dope song. I hope y'all enjoyed it. But I'm telling y'all, man, Kells should have been on there, man. He gotta get on the remix or something. Track 8 was called Let the Groove Get In. That's a nice little Latin salsa tip. So all my dudes out there and all my Latin mommies, anybody out there that's dating a Latin chick, yo, she gonna love this song. You gonna be able to get your Thug Thizzle pop pop romp romp bopping with her when you put on track number 8, man. So if you got a Latin mommy, go cash out, buy this album, put track 8 in, and I'm telling you, man, she gonna be ready to salsa it up with you. Y'all probably heard the second single, which is track number 9, Mirrors. It's a long song. I was actually surprised that, you know, he would drop a single that's like 8 minutes long, but hey, he does what he does because he's J Tizzle. But yeah, Mirrors is a dope track. I enjoy it. It's not one of my favorites, but yo, it's a cool song. Blue Ocean Floor, that's the last track, track number 10. It's real cool, man. It has a real mellow vibe, and it closes the album the same way it came in. So I feel like he wrapped it up real nicely. He brings you in smoothly, he pumps you up, and then he fades out with some nice, nice music. So overall, I feel like Justin Timberlake's 2020 experience is definitely cash, man. You do not want to pass up on this album. And I'm sure Carter will probably tell you the same thing. And if he doesn't, we'll address that next time we get on the show together. I really hope that y'all enjoyed this show, man. It was just your man Jay doing this thing solo. But y'all need to hit Carter up on iTunes, man. I mean, bug the shit out of that dude and tell him to get his arse on the next podcast with the homeboy Jay so we can bring y'all some more SGM, y'all. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope y'all enjoyed the music, man. This last track that I'm gonna play as the podcast makes its little transition to the end is gonna be a song by Fabolous called Success is Revenge, man. Please, please, please give us some feedback on this episode. Give me some feedback. If y'all don't ever want to hear me do a solo episode again, let me know. If you like, yo, Jay, if Carter can't make it, Key, please give us these solo episodes because we just want to hear somebody talk about sports, games, and music, and we love your energy. Whatever you want to say, let me know. Whether you love it, whether you hate it, please let me know by leaving me a voicemail at 313 744 214-334-3766. And also, I want to hear about what y'all feel about Lil Wayne, man. How do y'all feel about that situation? What do you think would be the impact if he passed away? You can let us know that at the hotline number as well. That's 313-744-3766. And if you enjoy the SGM podcast and you want more, please head over to iTunes and leave us some 5-star reviews. You can follow us on Twitter at SGM_podcast. You know, all you got to do is Google iPod King Carter to get in touch with him. And if you want to holler at me directly, you can find me on Twitter as well at @up4DSN. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen out to this SGM podcast. Hopefully my man Carter will be joining me next time around. And in the meantime, y'all stay blessed, live and love life. Thank God for another podcast. Deuces.
You know, they say revenge is a dish best served cold. How about success, though? People trying to hold you down, all I know is breaking free. Play no part in making me, I won't play part in breaking me. My story is way too real, none of this is make-believe. There's always some people who gon' doubt they gotta make-believe. My teacher was one of them, she couldn't see me reaching mine. How was you gon' teach the blind, if the teacher's blind? I had some trouble reading through the lines before, but that just may succeed and even kinda dope. Now I'm even reading people minds, you know. Bet them haters thinking that my shit would still be sinking. But what's funny ain't that money got me floating on a tighter ship. It's that I couldn't read lines, now I'm writing scripts. Y'all was acting funny, hope y'all doing comedy. No one knows who I'ma be, could be where Obama be. President or something, if you ever been through something. No, it might have slowed you down, but don't let it hold you down, yeah. I can read the minds of all my enemies. They think I won't be who I intend to be. I can read the minds of all my enemies. This the song they singing and they hear from me.